This chazar is echnish b'chesu shvagim from Yehuda mitzechdech shubis daf tzadik zayin. Frek demar, how does a widow go about selling her husband's property? The Daniel Bakatina named Rav Huna said she sells properties once a year to produce enough income for the entire year, but the purchaser pays her in equal monthly installments. Rav Huda said she sells enough for 6 months worth of support, and the purchaser pays her again in equal monthly installments. There's a price that says like each view. Amema said we paskin that she sells enough property for 6 months worth of support, and the purchaser pays her in equal monthly installments. Rav Ashi asked, what about the view of Rav Huna? Amema said, I don't agree with that view. The answer of Sheish is, if a woman sold her husband's properties for support, may she then go and take them back from the buyers for her ksuba payment? The Gemara explains, they asked according to the view of Rav Yosef, which says that when a widow sells the property, the guarantee obligation is on the yosoimim. The question is, do we say that when she is the one who takes it from the purchasers as well, that do you have the same guarantee, or do we say that in that case, she would have to bear the obligation. Rav Sheshet said, a braisa says that a woman may sell the properties and leave over a little bit from which she can collect her ksuba. We see that she must get her ksuba from the leftover land and not from the land that she sold. Maybe the braisa is just giving her good advice so that she's not looked at as someone who goes back on her actions. But it says the braisa had said that the leftover land acts as a surety for her. The verbiage suggests that she only collects from the leftover land. If someone sold property because he needed to raise money and it turned out that he didn't need that money that he thought he needed, can he rescind the sale? Mara said, we find that a person once sold land to a papa because he needed the money, and then it turned out he didn't need the money, or a papa returned the land to him, so we see the chayr that he could. Mara said that maybe that a papa didn't have to return the land to him, he just went, lifnei mishur hadin, and allowed him to take back the land. Mara says, it once happened that people sold their houses to afford food in a time of hunger and high food prices. When the food prices dropped soon after, so the money from the sales wasn't needed anymore, Rav Nachman told the purchasers to return the house. So he said they could. Mara says, in that case, the sale was made in error, because at the time of the sale, the boats with the food were already near the port. This is different than the case in the question where something happened after the sale to make the sale unnecessary. The Mara paskins, if one sold them because he needed money and then ultimately he did not need the money, the sale may be rescinded. Zok the Mishnah, a woman who is a widow from Erisin or Nisuin may sell her husband's property without having to go to Bezner. Rav Shimon says, if she's widowed from the Suin, she can sell outside of Bezner. However, if she's only widowed from Erisin, she may only sell with Bezner because she has no rights to support, and any woman with no right to support may only sell properties in Bezner. Why does the Tanakhama allow a widow from Erisin who has no right to support to sell outside of Bezin? Ula said, we do that so that women should not be discouraged from marrying in general because of the difficulty of having to collect a ksuba. Rabbi Yechon said, we do this because a man does not want his wife to have to embarrass herself by going to Bezin. Difference would be where it was a divorced woman. According to Ula, we would let her sell outside of Bezin. According to Rabbi Yechon, we would not because he doesn't care if she gets embarrassed. The Mishnah that comes coming up soon says that a divorced woman may only sell the properties in Bezin. This is problematic according to Ula. Mar says, the Mishnah follows Rav Shimon, who is not concerned for either reason, and only allows a sale outside of Bezin when the sale is for support, not for a ksuba. In fact, Rav Shimon already gives his view in the last Mishnah that when selling for a ksuba, she has to go to Bezin. Mar said, we would think that the case of an arusa in the previous Mishnah is different than the case of the divorcee in the next Mishnah, because since the arusa never lived with the husband, the fact that she's made to go to Bezin will not prevent women from wanting to get married. However, if a divorced woman who did live with her husband before the divorce is made to go to Bezin, maybe that would still discourage women from wanting to get married. Fakti Gemara, when the Mishnah says any woman who has no right to support must sell the property in Bezin, that presumably comes to include the case of a divorcee. Why does the next mission need to repeat that if it's all why does it need to repeat that if it's also the view of Rav Shimon? Rav said the verbiage in our Mishnah comes to include the case of a questionable divorce from the Erisin. Rav Zeira said that in such a case, the husband is obligated to support the woman. Rav Shimon is teaching that if the husband dies at that point, there will be no support obligation to the orphans. In fact, the Mara Brisa says, just as a woman may sell properties for a ksuba payment outside of Bezdin, her Yorshim that inherit her ksuba may do the same. According to Ula, they should have to go to Bezdin and only sell in Bezdin. Rav said Ula will say that the Brisa is discussing where a woman is the another woman is the Yorish, and we don't want that woman to have to go to Bezin because it may discourage her from wanting to go ahead and get married. Zok the Mishnah, if a woman sold all or a part of her ksuba, or pledged all or a part of her ksuba, or if she gave away all or a part of the ksuba, she may only sell properties for the remaining amount in Bezin because her previous actions make her lose her right to support. The Chum say that she may sell off her ksuba in 4 or 5 pieces and still may sell her properties outside of Bezin for support because they hold she's entitled to support even after selling pieces of her ksuba. When she sells the property, she should write that she's selling it for her support. Zok the Mishnah, a divorcee may only sell her husband's properties in Bezin. Zok the Gemara, our Mishnah follows Rav Shimon, who says says in a brisa that if a woman sells or pledges even part of her ksuba, she loses the right to support. In fact, this seems to suggest that Rav Shimon says that having part of the ksuba is not considered having the whole thing. However, regarding a begeris, Rav Shimon says in a brisa that the fact that she has part of her psulim makes it that if she has her entire psulim, and therefore we allow her to marry a kohen gadol, we see that he holds that partial is considered to be whole. Mar says regarding the begeris, he holds that way based on a drush of a pasuk. However, when there's no pasuk at play, like over here, when it's only based on svara, he holds that partial is not equal to whole. It's not considered a whole.